Heiliger Vater, damit der Glaube hier auf dem Eichsfeld und darüber hinaus Zukunft hat.
The cross, cut from a section of a former barbed wire border fence, that was the symbolic gift Benedict XVI received on Friday afternoon at a Marian shrine in Eichsfeld, a region 80 kilometers north of Erfurt. The Pope was in this remote rural area in former Eastern Germany, which until 1989 was behind the Iron Curtain, visiting the Pilgrims' Chapel, the Wallfahrtskapelle at Etzelbach, a Marian shrine where people kept the faith alive during the harsh years of the communist regime.
Nach Etzelbach gekommen seid, ich habe seit meiner Jugend so viel vom Eichsfeld gehört, dass ich dachte, ich muss es einmal sehen und mit euch zusammen beten.
The Holy Father was here to pray together with the faithful, some of whom no doubt personally witnessed that dark chapter in the history of Germany, to thank Mary. He said, with you here in the beloved quiet vale, as the pilgrim's hymn says, under the old lime trees, where Mary gives us security and new strength. And they came in great numbers, 90,000 of them, and there was music. The theme of Benedict XVI's visit to his homeland, where God is, there is the future, seemed to take on a special meaning here.
Wo wir Gottes Liebe ganz über unser Leben und in unserem Leben wirken lassen, da ist der Himmel offen.
As Pope Benedict himself highlighted when he said, when we allow God's love to influence the whole of our lives, then heavens stand open.
Gelobt und gepriesen sei ohne End, Jesus.
It was a prayerful moment as he presided over Marian Vespers in the open air by this elegant, half-timbered, red, neo-Gothic chapel with an unusual ridge turret. A chapel built in 1801 and consecrated in 1898 to replace a smaller, more ancient one, which, like all Marian shrines, has its popular beliefs. Among these, the seeking of miraculous healing through the intercession of Our Lady of Sorrows, by wiping the face of a wooden statue depicting her dressed in blue and red as she holds the lifeless body of her son Christ in her arms. An image reproduced in the commemorative medal of this apostolic journey to Germany. In this shrine linked to a legend going back to the 16th century, when it seems cart horses used to obstinately refuse to move from this place where a statue of Our Lady was eventually discovered in the ground, it's no surprise that among the four annual pilgrimage groups that make their way here each year, the most striking is one on horseback, the Feder Wallfahrt. Hard to imagine hundreds of horses within the walls of the chapel awaiting their blessing. And when Benedict XVI in the evening left this place of pilgrimage, the pilgrims stayed on, some buying postcards welcoming the Pope to Etzelbach, depicting him together with the miraculous statue of Our Lady of Wallfahrtskapelle and a map of Thuringia. Thuringia in former Eastern Germany, a place where, as I said, people kept the faith alive. With the Pope in Germany, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.